A demonstration of BOA network security systems. BOA security system is composed of BOA security system, BSS, and law assurance system, LAS. The core of BOA's service is to separate the network service into several law responsibility pieces. The law responsibility is the basis of the different parties. The network service system is supported by the technical means and is composed by the connection between each law responsibility piece. As the technical support of BOA service system, BSS is the key point of BOA service system. This program will introduce the basic design concepts, working mechanisms, and service methods of BOA security systems, BSS. Introduction. Every day, thousands of research institutes, business organizations, and individuals log on to the internet. The phenomenon is normally referred to as internet explosion, which has completely changed the user composition of the internet. 10 years ago, the majority of computer server maintenance staff had the basic security knowledge. Although they couldn't prevent illegal intrusion from happening, they were able to keep the number of break-ins to the system to a minimum. Today, anyone can set up an internet server, and the number of servers is on the increase every day. Yet, most people have little knowledge about network security. Many companies only emphasize page view rates, paying no attention to the problem of security. They believe that the internet is safe and they do not need to worry. Is this true? No. Here are some examples. In April 1998, a group of so-called Master of Downloader, or MOD, managed to break into the Defense Information System Network, DISN, which controls important military satellites. They stole the special software unknown to the general public. According to a Reuters report, MOD claimed to have taken the software Defense Equipment Manager, which is the key to the U.S. Army's global positioning system, guiding precision missile attacks, army movements, and environment assessments. On May 28, 1997, technicians found that their server had been invaded as they were servicing the internet router. After some investigation, they discovered that a Packer sniffer had been installed in the system. The Packer sniffer was used to obtain users' IDs and passwords. FBI caught Smack and made him hand over an encrypted CD containing 100,000 stolen credit card numbers. After decoding the information on the CD and verifying the validity of the credit cards, FBI arrested Smack. With the popularization of the internet, the threat to its security is increasing tremendously. U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, confessed that 88% of their computers were susceptible to attacks, and among them, 97% may have been damaged to varying degrees by hackers. Even DOD specialists felt helpless. Section 1. The core to the internet is the sharing of data and information through computer networks. The prerequisite of sharing computer data are the safe storage and transmissions of information. However, if several or all computers are broken down due to internet security, it will incur serious financial losses. Such losses may well exceed the benefits of using the internet. BOA Security System, or BSS, aims to establish Special Network Connect, SNC, on the internet. With its security features, SNC provides safe transmissions of information point-to-point. BSS is a comprehensive and independent internet-based security system. It is a user-friendly plug-in system, which does not require the change of existing network features, but provides highly secured data transmission. Section 2. BSS contains a special protocol that only responds to the computer targeted for security protection. Under the BSS environment, the secured and reliable server is the only source that takes information from BOA networks. Section 3. The distributed system refers to the technical setup of one or several servers or stations in a network. But this does not ensure all computers in the network to be safe. Due to the nature of the distributed system, it is impossible to keep each and all computers from hazards. The way BSS works, however, guarantees the safety of one computer. When a BSS server desires to get documents from the internet or resources from other servers, he needs to obtain permission from the BSS server first. Let us give you the following examples to illustrate the concept. If a user desires to have a document from a server, be it a text document or other certified program, after logging onto the server, the software will automatically execute the following procedures. 1. Using the session key to conduct a digital identification and encrypt it with the server's public key. First, the BSS server only recognizes the encrypted code. Second, the BSS server verifies that the digital signature is truly that of the legitimate user, not that of a hacker. 2. Encrypted information of the user is sent to the BSS server. 3. The BSS server analyzes the user information by checking the digital signature and whether it is on the authorized user list. 4. After verification, BSS connects the user to the server that contains the requested document and informs it of the user's authorization and limitations. To make a connection for the first-time user, the BSS server performs the following procedure. 1. The BSS server sends an encrypted key known as BNN, or Bill and Note, to prevent interception in the transmission. The BSS server encrypts the personalized BNN with a public key. The BNN keeps all information on visitation and sessions. 2. The BSS server also sends the user's BNN to the document server. To prevent interception, the BSS server encrypts the third copy of the BNN with a public key on the document server. The second and the first copies of the BNN contain the same information, visitation, and encrypted key. 3. The user's computer is connected to the document server to see whether the copies of BNN match. The user's computer network software uses the public key of the document server to encrypt its BNN and send the encrypted copy to the document server. If the copy sent to the user is the same as the encrypted BNN copy on the BSS server, the document will connect the user. Otherwise, the server denies the connection. 4. BSS server's job is complete after verifying the authenticity of the user's BNN. The user can have access to all the requested documents in a secured environment of BSS network. The document server will send encrypted documents to the user. 5. After the document server sends the requested document to the user, it will send a message to the BSS server, which terminates the transaction. If the user wants to obtain the document again with the same BNN, the BSS server will deny the request. Section 4. The design of the BSS server has a built-in feature that believes the entire network is not secure, except the server itself. BSS designers believe hackers would attempt to intercept all processing processes, thus tampering with the network. Under these foreseeable conditions, BSS server verification process is in nature a reliable third-party verification server. The BSS encryption methods were derived from those from Eclipse Curve based on fuzzy mathematics. Section 5. BSS protocols have some sub-protocols. Every time a user attempts to be connected with the server, it has to request BNN and an encrypted key. When BSS approves the request for BNN, it will send an encrypted BNN to the user terminal, along with the ID, verification, and session key. After the user receives confirmation, he can use it to obtain authorization for access to various parts of the network and ensure the messages transacted are accurate and kept private. Section 6. In the distributed network, the BSS is most concerned about the piracy of the BNN, or the so-called replaying. Replaying refers to hackers copying of the BNN, deciphering the key, and sending it again under the disguise of the user. The BSS contains additional information and does not allow replaying. To prevent replaying, the user terminal sends additional information to verify with the original information. The user terminal session key encrypts the message and verifies the latest information it has generated, including the BNN, to prove the information is not replaying. The use of the session key and BNN for encryption proves that the session key is a part of the message. The use of the session key and BNN for encryption proves that the session key is a part of the message. The session key thus ensures the authenticity of the identification of the user terminal. The user can also guarantee the authenticity of information interchange by using session key. The user can detect replaying and tampering of information flow. Every user generates and transmits a unique user verification message. It can be used for privacy and authenticating information exchange. The session key transmitted in the BNN encrypts the data and keeps it in the user identification file. Section 7. Through the establishment of encrypted keys for various fields, the managers can allow the user approved for local access to use remote access as well. Every field has only one root field with one or more subfields. Every field shares the same encrypted key with the root field, but different keys for various subfields. Although there exists typical hierarchy in every field, a BSS server can change verification routes to avoid middle fields for cross-field verification. Section 8. Each BNN within the BSS retains a series of identifications in designating BNN's various properties. When a user terminal obtains a BNN, it may request for the majority of the identifications. BSS server automatically sets identifications according to the request of the current server and how the user terminal obtains the BNN. Section 9. Like the oval curve encryption method based on fuzzy mathematics, the BSS system, VNP, is extremely important. As VNP can meet higher security requirements for internet data transmission at minimum costs. Conclusion. As a global communications media, the internet, due to its strategic importance and internal data network security standards, needs a professional agreement on the controversial issue of network security. Networks connecting to the internet can cause serious consequences if they do not have adequate security systems and structure. In a word, BSS server, with its rational structure and design, provides full security for data sharing and safe transmissions, as well as full utilization of internet resources with no limitations.